This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Our show today is about libraries, and right now I'm standing in the music section of the stacks at the Free Library of Philadelphia. You can take out a lot more than books here. They have sheet music, CDs, records. Some libraries across the country are taking that idea to new levels as part of an effort to stay relevant in people's lives. A library in Maine lends snowshoes, and another one in Alaska has animal skulls and pelts, and there's one in Sacramento where you can check out GoPro cameras. At the Parish Library of East Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you can take out telescopes, paintings, sculptures, and more recently, Arduino kits. What are those, you ask? Anne-Marie Awad explains.
So first off, an Arduino kit is basically a little circuit board. You plug in wires, LED lights, buttons, and other components in a certain order, and then you plug it into your computer and use code to tell it what to do.
Really, what people do with them is they'll start and go through a little kit that tells you how to assemble some basic projects, gets the basics of circuitry down, things like that.
That's Eric Kahanan. He's a library technician with the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. He's in charge of the 3D printing program, as well as the Arduino kits. He teaches classes on how to use them.
We did one where it was just kind of a free-for-all, play with the kit, learn it, do as much as you want with it. And other times we did specific programs, like they'd follow instructions to build a robot.
The availability of Arduino kits, 3D printing, and soon podcasting and video studios in the EBR library system is part of the nationwide Maker Movement. The Maker Movement is like the DIY movement, but battery-powered. It encourages people to make and invent, and libraries like EBR have hopped right on, developing makerspaces for people to learn and play.
It's a great time to be in the public library.
This is Mary Stein, the Assistant Library Director for EBR. She says neat toys like Arduino kits bridge all age groups, which is something the library aims to do with as many programs as possible.
More and more, the adults would see the programs we were offering the teenagers, and they wanted to come. And nothing kills a teen program more than an adult being in it.
That's why there are Arduino kits to take home, but also classes at the library for all age groups. That's also why the library offers things like adult coloring, podcast listening parties, science fiction film festivals, beer brewing classes. There's even a teen room where there are no grown-ups allowed. Stein calls it a cradle-to-the-grave approach, something for everyone. So I decided to take an Arduino kit home, but later on, after an hour sitting at my kitchen table, trying to make one LED light bulb light up.
Okay. Upload. Still not lighting up. I give up. I officially give up.
I guess it's back to the library for me. Maybe for that beer brewing class. For The Pulse, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.